I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1165. Who do you trust yourself to? Trust is a big deal in relationships. Some people trust too much, but others too little. Where's the Goldilocks just right sweet spot when it comes to trust? The Gottman Foundation wrote this about the importance and the benefits of trust. Trust allows partners to experience emotional and commitment safety. It opens the door for a deeper connection, and it gives them the motivation to endure the hard times they will face. The five-letter word is not just important for the health of the relationship, it also impacts the physical health of the partners. Okay, but who should you trust yourself to? This podcast is called T2G. It stands for The Two Greatest. We're talking about commandments, loving God and loving others. To love well, you have to know who and how to trust. Did you know even Jesus had trust issues? In the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 23 and 24, we get these interesting verses. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. Wow. Most of us want to be liked. We want to be admired and sought after. And two words will confirm this truth: social media. We post things about ourselves so others will feel more positive toward us. But we have to be careful to whom we truly give ourselves over to, the people that we really trust. Because that popularity and that seeming admiration often comes from selfish or even impure motives. Elton Trueblood wrote, "Christ had no real hope for the crowds. Their presence was no indication of a deep commitment. Consequently, they could not be counted upon in a crisis. Crowds may be inevitable in a new redemptive movement, but it is not on the multitude that any movement can be built. Indeed, the passing popularity can be a genuine barrier. Christ deliberately had to limit his popularity by warning those whom he helped against making him known." I think the church today has to avoid the same thing. We can't be about the crowd. It's not about bigger numbers and flashier programs. It's about individual relationships and changed lives. T2Gers, it's much better and wiser and safer to find our identity, our approval, and our love from the one whose love never wavers. And we don't have to chase the elusive carrot of the popularity and approval of the masses. We need to be in deep, open, honest relationships with a few people who know us and love us and aren't afraid to tell us when we're not looking like Jesus, and we're okay with that. Jesus loved the crowd, but he didn't trust himself to them. He had the 12 and the 3 for that. And ultimately, it was his relationship with the Father that was his grounding. Here's the great question. Who do you trust yourself to, and who would you never trust yourself to, and why? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Rachel Dawson. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me such a vibrant community of friends to do life with. I praise you for the people you have blessed me with, the ones who have come alongside me to love and encourage and support and uplift me through all the twists and turns of life. I'm so grateful that I don't have to go through life alone, but that you've shown me examples of your love through my dear friends. I pray that you would be present in my friendships, that you would be drawing us together in a deeper community with one another toward greater unity with you. Thank you, Jesus, for my friends. Thank you for the ways they build me up and remind me of your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1166. In the meantime, the God who so loved the world, who came into the world for us, didn't necessarily trust the world, and neither should we. It's okay to not be an open book to everyone who wants you to be an open book to them, to everyone who gives you some attention. I pray that God will give us all discernment to know who we should trust ourselves to.